Blog Talk Radio.
Do you have that joy? Amen. In your soul today, do you have that joy? Hallelujah. Unspeakable joy in your soul. My master joy, do you have it? The lily of the valley joy, do you have it? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've got joy in my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We talk about that unspeakable joy. Amen. That coming from the Lord. Amen. That nothing can take it, shake it. Amen. That's that unspeakable joy. Do you have it in your soul? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That is my prayer, that all have the joy that the Lord gives. Amen. That your strength is found in the joy of the Lord. Glory to God. Welcome everybody to the shout today. Hallelujah. Shout with me. Amen. Give God all praise going on because he's worthy to be praised. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we give it all over to you right now. We thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Oh, Father God, we come, Lord God, to praise you and to worship you, God. Oh, Lord God, we come, Lord God, because we love you, God. Lord, we come, Lord God, because, hallelujah, it is you that have made us and made ourselves, oh God. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We say thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. If we had a thousand tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we love you, Lord God, for the joy, the unspeakable joy that you have given us, Father God. It's you that has kept us and saved us. So we want to thank you, Lord, for keeping us all day, yesterday, even right now, God, through the night, and our family members and loved ones. Although we didn't get a call in the wee hours of the morning and said that we're all someone in our family, oh God. So we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we just want to thank you. Lord, we love you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Welcome everybody to the shout. Amen. I'm so full of joy just thanking God, amen, for what he has done, what he is doing right now, and what he's about to do, because I keep myself in the mindset of expecting God to do it, amen. I don't come out of that place of just expecting God to do it for me and for you, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, how do we say that by having faith and walking in faith, amen, and not trusting all that we can see, but trusting God for the things that we don't see? That's when you're operating in true faith, amen, believing God, though you can't see it right now, but expecting God to do it, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Open up your mouth and shout some to God. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout, glory, hallelujah.
Yes, glory, glory, hallelujah. I just want to shout and give thanks for my daughter is still pressing forward on this job, and I just told her to hold her faith and her trust, and don't worry.
Yes.
She's going to give this job to her, and I told her I'm getting ready to get on the shout, and I'm going to shout it out to him again. Lord, please help
yes.
my baby. In your name I
yes.
pray, and I have my faith and my trust in you.
Yes, yeah. Lord. Your daughter, what is your daughter's name? Somebody's name is Katrina. What
Tina.
Is your daughter's name?
It's Tina. It's the oldest one, Tina.
Tina, let's lift her up right now. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for the life, hope, and strength of your daughter, Father God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we lift up Tina to you right now, Father God. Lord, we ask that you touch your mind, touch your heart, Lord God. Let peace come and be still, Lord God. My Lord, my God, we ask, Lord God, that you divinely intervene on behalf of your daughter. Lord, and turn the situation around for good, oh God. Lord, you know what's best for your daughter, oh God. So, Lord, we ask, oh God, Lord, that you do it for right now, oh God. Lord, let there be no delays, Father God. Let us find favor, oh God, with mankind and those that are in position, oh God, to bring on in, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we ask, oh God, that every need be met, Father God, and every prayer request that she has prayed, oh God, that you will answer every prayer according to your will, your plan, and your purpose for our life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray your protection right now, God. Lord, we ask your hedge of protection to be around, Lord God. Let there be no preparation or penetration to these hedges of protection. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we complain and ask, Lord God, for unquestionable miracles regarding your daughter, Tina, right now. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, that you heard our prayers, and most of all, that you've answered our prayers. Amen. And it's in Jesus'
Amen.
Name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Lord, let peace overtake them like a tidal wave right now. Let Jesus Christ. Let joy speak of a joy. Hallelujah. Be our portion right now in Jesus' name. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God. God bless you, Sister Donna. We love you.
Thank you.
We thank God for you. We know that God has already worked it out. Just have to stay in that place of believing and trusting God for what God has for her life. A lot of times we know what we want for our life, but we got to ask God, Lord, what is it that you want for me? What is the walk that you want me to go? What is the path you want me to take? So asking God always for God's direction and instructions, because a lot of times God will never to go right when we're trying to go left, you know, to protect us. Amen? Because God knows what's ahead. Hallelujah. So we just thank God, just have to trust God and just seek God first. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness in all these things. I mean, everything that we need will be added unto us. Amen? Even in the directions
yes.
that we need to
Amen.
Go into. So just tell her, we are lifting her up, and we'll continue to pray for her and cover her here at the Gospel Public Ministries. And we love her, and we thank God for
thank
her.
You.
Amen. Amen. God bless
Thank
you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we just want to say thank you for moving right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're trusting God for unquestionable miracles. How many of y'all need God to work a miracle in your life right now? And it's most of all, how many of y'all trust God to do it? Amen. See, God, it got to look like God did. It can't look like man did it. Amen. It got to look like nothing but God. Amen. We're looking for those nothing but God miracles. Amen. We don't want nothing that look like man did it. We want to look like nothing but God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When God does it, he does it all incomplete. So we thank God for one more time. Stay in that place. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and shout to the Doretha Jones. Give God our praise going on. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for joy. Thank you for the joy this morning. Yes, I do. Thank you for waking me this morning. Let me see a brand new day. And once
yes,
the day
Lord.
Become, we won't see this day no more. We'll see a brand new day. And I thank the Lord, Father. I thank the Lord for this land, Father. I look forward for it to be on this land every day, Father. And I thank you all for praying for me and praying for our family, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. My Lord, my God. Yes. I thank God for you. Because one thing you said is that I've never seen this day before, and we won't see it again once it passed. We have not yet got to the 6 p.m. hour, but we're trusting God to get there. We have not got to the 2 o'clock hour. Though it is near, we still haven't got there yet. And just trusting God, we have never seen this day before, March 4th, 2021. So we simply thank God because we can never go back to this day. We can never go back to 6 a.m. March 4th, 2021. So just thanking God throughout the day because he's given us the day. Thanking God for the day long, amen? Excuse me, y'all. Sometimes we get so caught up and wrapped up with what's going on, we don't just take the time to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, you've kept me to the 12 o'clock hour because somebody didn't make it to the 12 o'clock hour, though they were here at the 6 a.m. hour, but they didn't make it to the noon hour. Just thanking God right here, right now, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we just want to say thank you, Father God, for right now, right here, right where we are. We thank you for keeping us right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Glory to Sister David. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Good afternoon. I was on mute. I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I woke up this morning with the song on my mind. Whatever you do, Lord, this season, don't do without me. And tears just rolled down my eyes. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just thank you. Hallelujah. In spite of what I'm going through, Lord, I just thank you, Lord. Continue on. I'm just going to continue on saying thank you, Lord. Whatever you do in this season, Lord, please don't do it without me, Lord, because I need you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord, your Heavenly Father. Thank you. That's my thank you.
Sister Dillon, it's just a time for you to come aside.
Amen.
Mom, it's just a time for
Hallelujah.
You to come aside. And that's just being honest. It's time for you to come aside. There's things that you know, a lot of times I got to be there for my family, but God is saying, come aside because right now, what I'm doing in you, I need
Hallelujah.
To cut off all distractions. So God is saying, come aside so that you can, because the thing is, you want to go out halfway, you're not ready to go out yet. So you want to go out before time to come aside because I'm not still working in you. Amen. So God is calling you to come aside, Sister Dilla, because you're doing too much. What do you mean? Free me. I'm doing too much. You're doing too much. That's not of God.
Amen.
You give your mind your title too much out of God because you right now you need a pouring in. So we're gonna get back together,
amen.
Mama. We're gonna get back
amen.
Together because there's a pouring in, and that pouring in is gonna bring healing to your
yes.
body. It's gonna bring healing
yes.
and peace to your mind. Amen. But I like what you said.
Amen.
So I said, Lord, whatever you're doing, don't do it without me.
Yes.
Have you ever
don't
just been in a place
me.
Where you said, don't forget about me? They was calling everybody in the room. Amen.
Yes.
They was giving something to everybody
my
in the room. You came to receive, but they was giving everything out
yes.
to everybody. You said, hey, don't forget about me. I'm over
good.
Here.
Don't
and they said, we see.
Me.
You said, Lord,
yes.
whatever you do, don't
what
do
you
it without me. Amen. You waiting for your healing? You see everybody else getting
yes.
healing. Say, Lord, whatever
yes.
you're doing, don't do it without me.
Yeah.
Another glorious, beautiful, beautiful, awesome day. My prayer
yes.
for everyone on the prayer line is that God will bless you with an amazing, wonderful weekend, that you will
yes,
feel
Lord.
His presence, his peace, and his joy, and just have a closer walk with God. Okay,
yes,
my mom
Lord.
And Jenny are having their last shot today, so we'll pray and touch and agree that all is well. Thank you, Lord.
All is well.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. All is well. Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that it's already all right. We thank you, Lord God, that you're already moving, Lord God, concerning your daughter, Ruth, today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that there will be no adverse side effects of any kind in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father God, that what the medication is designed to do, it will do that and nothing more or less in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for keeping us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for blessing us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Yes, I'm back, you all. For some reason, during this time of hour of the day, the system wants to kick me out, but I thank God I'm back here on, and we just thank God, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you all for holding on. And we had Bible study last night, and it hangs up on me in Bible study. So either it's the system or either that line, so I'm calling on a different line, so I pray that it does not hang up, amen. I still have y'all with me. Are y'all still with me? Let's see if I can get somebody to say, yeah.
Amen. I'm here.
All right. All right. Thank you all for not hanging up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're just trusting God right now. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless your holy name. The lesson today, you all, I want to just talk a little bit about, as we go in, I say lesson, just a word today, better understand the blessings and prosperity. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. It is my prayer that all be blessed and all prosper in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. See, the subject of blessing and prosperity has become very controversial, you all, among those in the church. So we want to be blessed and live the abundant life Christ died to give us, yet we don't want to approach God as if he is a lottery or suck machine, you all. So if you put in the right amount of prayer, praise, worship, faith, and good works, all comes your blessing. But for some, that is all they see God as, and they get beside themselves when he doesn't come through for them the way they wanted him to. And then let that be us, amen. See, blessing and prosperity are more than money, you all. Now, according to Strong's Complete Concordance of the Bible, one Hebrew word for prosperity is shalom, amen. So we often associate the word shalom with peace, but the peace that Christ went to war for on the cross is a complete, whole kind of peace, amen. Also, according to Strong, shalom is completeness, soundness, welfare, and peace. It represents completeness in number and safety and soundness in your physical body. Shalom also covers relationships with God and with God's people. Amen. See, God's thoughts concerning your peace and prosperity are much higher than you could imagine. Amen. See, then it is his desire to bless and prosper you, to give you his grace, his favor, and protection. Favor means grace, of that which affords you joy, pleasure, delight, sweetness, charm, loveliness. Amen. Loveliness, you are. I want you to understand it. And goodwill, benefit, hallelujah, bounty, reward. So if you look up, hallelujah, if you look up the Hebrew and Greek definition of prosperity, many of these words carry over into favor as well, amen. See, favor is goodwill, amen. This is God's kindness and benevolence, y'all, given to those who believe in him. And why do we declare that we are believers, amen? Sing it, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. My God, my God, favor will release great blessings, including prosperity, health, opportunity, and advancement. Amen. The Bible record records you all numerous examples of God's favor upon his people, causing them to experience many breakthroughs. Amen. Favor is God's loving kindness. How many of you all need a breakthrough right now? Amen. In your health, in your healing, holy, in your finance, in your support, in your relationship, on your job. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. See, Joseph experienced God's favor and went from prison to the palace. Amen. God will do the same for you. Amen. And see, he can change your circumstances in one day, no matter where you are in life. See, this is when the favor of God is on your life. See, Job was another man who was blessed and who operated under the full favor and blessings of God. And then in Job chapter 10, verse 12, he confessed that his life and the favor he had was gifts from God. Amen. Not from man or himself, but the gift favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. This is in the book of John, chapter 10 and 12. You are life and favor are gifts of God. We don't need luck. We need blessing. Amen. We need a blessing. We need favor. We need the blessing of God. See, God desires to release new favor in your life. When you have God's favor and blessing, there is nothing in life that can hold you down. Amen. When you begin to walk in the favor and blessing of the Lord, others will recognize it. The favor and blessing of God are on your life. It's one of the most powerful things that can be released to you. Matthew 6 and 33, as I was telling Sister Connie, said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Protection was also added to Job. When we look in the book of Job, chapter 29, verse 17, says, I break the jaws of the wicked and put the sword out of his teeth. Amen. When the evil plan of the enemy set out to destroy Job, he had weapons to fight back. Then he claimed the exponential sword of the victory. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. See, God says you don't need money. You need my favor. Amen. You need his shalom, the full measure of peace to operate in your life. My God, my God. See, this is your gift from him. If you are his child, if you are in a covenant with him, God blesses his people and rescues them just as he did with the Israelites. God loves you and choose you in spite of who you are and what you have done. You are elected by God. You are chosen before the foundation of the world. He chose you. You did not choose him. He wasn't because of anything you've done. Amen. It was not because of anything you've done. That is his favor. God talked to the children of Israel in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 16, 1 through 14, about how he found them in a rejected state where they had been thrown away and no one wanted them. They were drowning in their own blood. But when God passed them by, he said to them, live. Then he blessed them and adorned them with jewels. God said the same thing to you. Maybe you were thrown away to die and had no chance of living. Maybe no one wanted you, or you were not born with a silver spoon. But when God looked upon you, he had mercy on you. God will not only save you and bless you, but he will also bless you. Bless you up and put jewels up on you and unify you. See, the grace and favor of God on your life will cause you to go into a place of prosperity. Amen. God not only will save you, but he will also multiply you and bless you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. We just thank God. We thank God right now. I have about less than a minute right now. But I want to pray this prayer. See, God is ready to release new favor and blessing, prosperity, protection, and peace over you right now. It is his desire to give you good things. Now get ready to receive them in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, you have granted us life and favor, and we thank you. We decree and declare your blessing upon our life right now and prosperity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Upon the life of your daughter, Connie, and her children in the name of Jesus Christ. Upon the life of your daughter, Doretha, and her children. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven, upon the life of your daughter, Carol, and her children, upon the life of your daughter, how will you bring the girl, her mother, and children, and all that they're concerned about, and never upon my life, the life of my husband and our children, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, upon every member of the gospel public ministry of God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for favor coming upon our life right now. We believe that new life and new favor have been ordained for us, and we receive it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Today, we receive new life and new favor, and we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power in his name, oh God. We believe favor is a gift from heaven, and we receive it right now. We receive the gift of life, the gift of eternal life right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We receive the gift of favor and the gift of grace upon our life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, thank you, Lord God, for new grace and new favor, new prosperity, new blessing coming upon our life right now. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power in his name that we are the apple of God's eyes. We are one with God, holy, and God favors us. God favors us. He loves us and has chosen us from the foundation of the world to receive his grace and favor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We receive extraordinary favor on our life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us, it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. You all, God bless you. God keep you. It's a little bit after 12:30. I want to hold you. But I do want to release the blessings over you right now as we leave this call, but not the presence of God. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace, and it's all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you all. God keep you. May you all receive the joy of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Unspeakable joy be your portion this day. Amen. God's protection is with you. Remember that Jesus is Lord. You all have a blessed day. Join us tonight at 7 p.m. for midweek service here. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that.